Welcome to the Voyage Podcast, a show that traverses the oceans of myth and legend through the lens of Catholic theology and philosophy. Come aboard as we set sail in pursuit of the heroic life and Christian virtue with your hosts, Mike Schramm and Jacob Platty.
Hey everybody, I'm Mike.
And I'm Jacob.
And welcome to our maiden voyage of the Voyage Podcast. And we're going to call this one Origin Story because just like every comic book character, every comic book needs a good origin story, this Voyage Comics podcast has to have a good origin story as well. And that includes Voyage Comics itself. And so that's what kind of brings on our two guests that we have today.
Mike Lavoie.
And Phil Kozleski.
And they're going to be talking to us a little bit about Voyage Comics itself and its background, its own origin, and how that same origin sort of led to the natural development that this podcast is. So in the same way, we're going to be talking to them about that, talking about what we hope to see happen in this podcast as a whole, what we want to talk about. It's going to be a lot of things related to faith, of course, comic books, literature, stories in general. And so that's what this first episode that kind of leads us into a lot of the big things going forward is going to be.
Hey, let's not get ahead of ourselves here, though, Mike. We know nothing about this Lavoie and Kozleski guy's character. We had them introduce themselves with their names just so I didn't have to pronounce them. I mean, Lavoie is easier, I guess. French, but easier.
It's our alter egos. You notice you never see Phil and I in the same room with Superman and Batman at the same time.
I always assumed Phil was just a picture on a screen and then the writing was just like some bot because I actually haven't, you know, seen him or spoken to him yet. So, but that's what happens when you don't live in the God city of, you know, our part of the state, our corner of the world.
Well, half the reason I even, you know, signed up to do this is just to find out if Phil was in fact a real person. So